Hayes True Value Hardware and Rental, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Is Tim available?
He's not in on Thursdays. Is there anything we can do for you?
He's not in? What would kind of be, the best time to reach him?
He'll be here tomorrow, but he's usually in and out.
Okay, I gotcha. In that instance, does he have a voicemail that I could get passed over to?
Just a second.
Hello, this is Troy.
Hey, Troy. This is Brendan with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I know you're busy, so I won't take up too much of your time, but just kind of wanted to follow up. The bank had mailed out to the business about like two and a half weeks ago a finance offer, and looked like it was based on some financing you guys had done with Great America Leasing Corporation like a couple years back, 2012. Don't know if that rings a bell.
I was gonna say, it's Tim takes care of all that stuff there.
Oh, okay. And is Tim available today, sir? Or?
No, actually, Thursdays is his actual scheduled day off, so he's never here on a Thursday.
Does he let me see here. Does he have like a voicemail, or could you leave me a message or leave a message for him?
I was gonna say he does have.
Or like, what's the best email to reach him at?
Yeah, let's try the email version I got, because I can say his voicemail.
Yeah.
Back on his phone, I'm not even sure what his extension is on his phone.
No worry.
I can give you the email address. It's Hayes.
Hayes.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Uh-huh.
At truevalue.net.
Truevalue.net. All right, sweet. Do you know if like there's a how's business kind of been going for you guys recently?
It's kind of hit and miss. I mean, it's just for us, it's slower than what it was last year. But again, we were for the last couple of years, we were in a little bit of a boom with the gas and oil industry,
kind of growth phase.
Yep. So there was a lot of that around, and since then with the foreign oil prices and everything else, a lot of them have dropped out of the area, and there's hardly anything around right now.
Really?
So it's just kind of it's a lot slower than what it has been here the last few years.
Yeah.
But we're getting back to where we were before they came in, pretty much. But
well, that's good. I know OPEC hopefully made a good decision for you guys yesterday with cutting some production, so. That might help the industry a little bit there.
Well, they say that I've talked to a couple people and stuff like that with welders and stuff like that that's in the area that's been coming in and some other areas and stuff like that that have their finger on the pulse of this whole gas and oil industry, and everyone I've talked to said that it's supposed to come back next year.
That's when they're predicting
it to come back. So
yeah, I would think so. It's up. I mean, just since yesterday, up, I want to say, like 5%, because they said they're finally going to slash production a little bit. So that will certainly help you out in that industry, I would hope, here soon enough. So do you know if Tim, like if there's a typical time of year the business kind of evaluates or brings on its equipment or capital?
Usually... this time of year is not a good year for us as far as that goes, because normally, being in Ohio and everything else, the winters just usually around here, the ground's frozen and stuff like that just because it's so cold and everything else.
Yeah.
So usually, if anything right now, what he normally would try to do is maybe sell some of his older equipment this time of year. And then when he looks into coming into the spring of next year, that's when he looks at bringing in new equipment. So usually what he tries to do is sell his oldest piece of equipment, usually around this time, because it's just going to sit over there anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's smart.
And then that way he can, you know, keep our equipment relevant and keep new equipment in here and stuff like that, so we don't have, you know, old equipment and have that in the rental.
Absolutely.
So.
And do you guys like have a bank you kind of lean on for financing typically, or?
As far as that goes, I think he just uses basically whoever I know. Like for some of our equipment and stuff like that here lately, we run John Deere equipment and stuff, and he has been using like John Deere financials and stuff like that.
Okay,
so
he
financed that one through John Deere. I know the last two pieces of equipment he financed through John Deere. But as far as everything else goes, no, I'm not sure who he usually goes through for that.
I got you, man. Hey, well, I mean, that was extremely helpful. Just kind of really just wanted to learn a little bit about your guys' business. But yeah, I'll just kind of shoot him over, you know, my information to that email you just gave me. So that way, you know, if something should come up, you know, he'll be able to reach out to me. And, you know, I'll probably just check back with you guys, you know, maybe at the end of the year, you know, end of winter when you guys are more thinking that would mesh with when you're looking to bring on some equipment, man.
Yeah, and hopefully the gas and oil start coming back, so we'll have a better idea of what kind of business we'll have.
That's what I hope, bro. Fingers crossed. I mean, that's a driver for, you know, pretty much the entire economy, to be honest. So, I mean, we're at the point where we need it to kind of come back. I mean, it's nice for a little while to sit there and be like, oh man, I'm filling up for this. Like, that's awesome. But I mean, once that kind of wears off, you're like, man, this is kind of having some major impacts to be saving, you know, 50 cents a gallon.
Yeah, and like I said, it's for us, we didn't really see much of the actual gas and oil industry per se, like the companies stopping in here.
Yeah.
But it's like what they've done is they've brought in money into the community and everything else. And, you know, a lot of people getting, if they're drawing like wells on their sites or buying, you know, mineral rights and leasing, all that kind of stuff, what it's done is put, you know, more money in the consumer's pocket. And therefore, that's what we're seeing the effects from, is that the actual customers now have money to maybe work on some of them projects that they've been putting off or needing to do for a while, just didn't have the money to do it, so...
Exactly. There's a flip side. So hopefully we'll tap more into you know that side of things here.
Oh yeah.
And what kind of John Deere equipment is it that you guys use?
We have skid steers and excavators, basically from John Deere.
Okay.
But yeah, then we have, you know, trenchers and different things like that. But we use different, you know, vendors for different ones. But yeah, it just kind of depends on the piece of equipment. But yeah, we use everything from Clausen to Mary Tillers to John Deere to, you know, Ditch Witch.
Okay.
So
I got you, man. Well, hey, that's sweet, man. Well, we'll follow up with you. I'm sorry, I kind of forgot. What was your name, sir?
My name's Troy.
Hey, Troy. I really appreciate you know, talking to you, my man. Kind of just picking your brain about the business, and I'll shoot that over to Mr. Tim, and just kind of hit him up with my info, and you know, we'll definitely be in touch here in the near future, and you know, I would love to help you guys out if you guys you needed any help with any of that equipment financing, man.
All right,
Troy. Well, hey, you have a good rest of your Thursday, buddy.
Yep, you too.
All right, man.
Bye.
All right, bye.